There'll be fights between the Jews and the Goyim, so this much we have to act normal with them. So Achinami, the question is here also the same thing. To sell them a shield, since it's only for protection, we have a right to sell it to them. Now, Toys explained really before, even though before the Gemara said it's also to sell an animal to a Goy, Toys says that Bavizman is there, we're allowed to sell the animals to the Goyim. The Toys says, man, because of this Gemara, that since the people that do business sell animals, there are not that many Jews buying the animals. So if you're not going to sell the animal to the Goy, you're going to be left with an animal. So therefore, because of panos of business, we're allowed to sell the animals to the Goyim as manazir. The problem comes out, we'll give them food, because they'll be able, there'll be hatred otherwise. So Achinami says, so what's the yisa not to sell a shield? He could the army, some say, treason and hain the time. You know what the reason why you cannot give a shield to a Goy? Deloy, to he show them the knife, because when they finish using their knives at war, or their swords at war, katle bigavayu, they use their shields to kill people with. So again, it'll become a weapon, that's why it's forbidden to sell a shield to a Goy. The Yesharm, some say no, Moichum Lem Treason, it's permissible to sell a shield to a Goy. Why? The Chisholim Zanar, even when they finish using their metal, when they finish using their swords, Morak Arki, you know what they do? They run away, that's it. If they lost their swords at war, so that's it. Goodbye, and they run for their life then. They don't go to fight with their shields. That's the Machlokes. Does the Goy use his shield to fight with? One holds no, if he lost his sword, he runs. The other one says no, he still may use the shield to fight with. That's the machlokes if he could sell a shield to a Goy or not.
Well, why can't you say that if he didn't have a shield?
Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Varahua. Halacha ki yeshoyim. Halacha is like the yeshoyim that says treason is muta. Omer Rav Adab Aravo, ein moichum lehem ashoshis shel barzel. Now let's sell them a big hunk, a piece of metal. A thick chunk of metal you can't sell to a Goy. My time, what's the reason? Mishum the chalishim minayu, kli zayni. They'll like bang it down to size and make a sword, they'll make armory out of it. The yochi, if so, afilu mori v'chatin an army, even a regular shovel, and any metal piece, it should be also sell to a Goy. Maybe he'll take the shovel and knock it down into a knife. Omerav zvid, v'parzla hinduyoya. We're talking about special Indian type of metal. That this metal is meant special for armory, therefore you're afraid from this they'll make swords and knives. But other metal, we're not afraid of that. V'yidna dekom azvinin. How come today we sell this Indian metal even to the Goyim? Amaravashi lepasoi. Now we're by the Persians and the Magna Oloyan. They protect us. They fight wars for us. Therefore it's permissible to sell to them armory. Rashi says, was Rashi? The Migna Layel Nuchamim Lishmurir V'Yeshua Shver, and that's where we're living. So Tav Toisa says V'Nira the Ananaimi us also Shurin and Hashda Libchol V'Kachovim Kli Zayim Haytaima. Like you're allowed to sell to the American Army a weapon, even though it may be Goyim, because they protect us. We're living in America. The Army protects us, so we're allowed to sell to the American Army swords. What? Now it says, the Mishnah says, Agolim v'sayachim. It's forbidden to sell to a Goy an eagle, a young calf, or sayachim, a young donkey. Even though the gzeiras are only made where they'll do work, but these things will grow up and do work, it's forbidden to sell to a Goy. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Mati Bishvura. Yehuda says, you're allowed to sell an animal that has a broken leg to a Goy. Again, Mifnei Shein Yechol Lisrapois Lechayis, because it can't heal. Such a broken leg that can't heal, then there's no gzeiras. No gzeiras, maybe the guy will do work with it over Shabbos, but if it has a broken leg that can't do work, it's permissible to sell it to him. Amru Lug said back to him, V'loi marbiyin aleho, V'yoldos, listen, they'll still hold on to this animal. In other words, the Havaminer is, they can't use it for work, so they use it l'shchit to teed it, so they'll kill it right away and it won't be around. The Marit says, no, sometimes they buy it just to produce with it more children. The chivah the marbiyin aleh v'yoldos, since they let other animals live with it, so it has children, so also lishiyua, they leave it around. So if they leave it around, then there's a gzera. People say, where did you get this animal from? From a Jew. So people say, you're allowed to sell an animal to a Goy. So it should be also. On Malem, he said back to him, no, look at Shetelet, that when the animal gives birth, then I'll stop selling him. What he meant to say was, Alma le mekabla zachar. an animal that has a broken leg does not become pregnant. She does not let a zaka come upon her. She's afraid, and therefore, if a guy buys a broken-legged animal, it's for one purpose, to shchit to teed it. Therefore, without afraid, he'll stay around. There's no gzeris. He'll let us sell this animal to a guy. We had the Besera Mata Besus. Then Besera said, you'll let us sell a horse to a guy. Why? Tanya ben Besera Mata Besus. Because what's the work of a horse? Usually a horse, you ride on a horse. It holds up people. By a chai, the klal is chai noisias atzmoi. On Shabbos, if you carry out another person, there's no issa diraisa. If you diraisa, you're allowed to carry somebody else out in the streets on Shabbos. Because the svara chai noisias atzmoi. So if an animal carries a person, there's no issa shvisas behemto. Therefore, why are we afraid to sell an animal to a guy? Maybe he'll work with the animal over Shabbos. That's only with a cow that he'll do work with. But a horse, that at most, you'll ride a horse. There's no issa midiraisa of riding a horse on Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to sell it to a guy. The Rebbe Isa, Rebbe says no, it's still also to sell a horse to a guy. Mifnei Beis Devarim, two reasons. Echad mishum teres kli zayin. You should know a horse they used to kill people with, we'll soon see. So it's also called a kli zayin. Their armory, it's also to sell. The yechid, secondly, mishum teres bei magasa. It also applies the yitz of bei magasa. So we'll soon see. Fish lay materas kli zayin, I understand. Iko de koto bitchufe. That they teach the horses to trample on the people and kill them. Their enemy's on the floor, so horse will trample and kill him. They understand why they use horses as the kli zayin, they kill with the horse. El teres bei magasa mai. What's the yisum? We just said a svara that the malacha they do is not a malacha. Carrying a person is no yisum. So what's the bei magasa? Rabbi Yechonon likashayaskin means when the horse becomes old, so then it's not fit to ride on it. Then matchinon brechayim b'shabbes. They put it around the mill on Shabbos, and your horse will move the mill. Therefore, they do work with susim. Therefore, sus is also to sell to a guy. However, Rav Yechonon, halacha k'ben b'seira, we pass on the b'seira, we're not afraid for an old horse. Normal horses, they use for riding on, and therefore it's permissible to sell a horse to a guy. He boiled up a question like this. Shor shel pitum mao. We have a shor that what you do with him is you fill him up. Shor shel pitum. You fatten him. You fatten up your shor. So mao, what's the halacha? A fattened shor can't do work. Rasho shel pitim, v'yavoydas bizoyin hoysa. That's even before. What? Right. You fatten him up, and he's not fit to do work, so ma'wes halacha. So it's like this. Tiboy the Rabbi Yehuda, Tiboy the Rabban. The question could be both according to Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. Tiboy the Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, can look your shor Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Muta Ella, the Shvura, owner, the animal has a broken leg. Like we said before, a broken leg that cannot be healed, so it will never come to do work. Aval high, but this fat animal, you know what you can do? Put him on a diet. Let him just be alone for a few weeks, and he'll lose all his weight, and we'll soon see, then they work much better. That's the way to get a real fit animal. First fill him up, and then starve him out, and then he works double the amount. So it's possible to do work. So maybe it's awesome. Or Dilma, maybe, no. I feel the Rabbanon like. Why? Like us, we ask them, Ella, to stop me loud the Shechita, koi. You know why you buy a broken animal? Who said it's for Shechita? Maybe it's for some other purposes. Maybe they hold it for producing more animals. Avol hai, to stop me the Shechita, koi. You know what? People fatten up the animals good. So when people buy it, they won't eat it. It's good fat meat, they think. So I feel the Rabbanon Shem, even the country Rabbanon should be mutter to buy such an animal. That's the question. Is a Jew allowed to sell such an animal to a guy? Do we have right to say for sure he's buying a l'shchita? Toshima, Yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel shall beit Rebbe hayu makriven shor shel pitum b'yemedim. That in his times on the Yemedim, the guy and they used to bring the shor for avodah zarah. And what happened was he spent chosa dalad riven. He spent $400 shem makriven oisayim, as if to say, please, do not buy it today, I'll sell it to you tomorrow. And what do you do then? El lamachah, you'll buy it tomorrow. And then, chosinot, what he won't do is to stop them from bringing it, so he did it slowly. Then the next day, he paid another $400. Again, Chosa Dalad Rivavon, Shem Agrivanois and Chai, that listen, do not bring it when it's alive, but let me kill the animal first, El Shochet. They said, okay, the Goyim. Then the third day, Chosa Dalad Rivavon, he spent another $400, Shem Agrivanois and Kolikar, that they should not bring it for the Avodah Zarah at all. Kitsi wanted to stop them from bringing it for the Avodah Zarah, so he went slowly. Rakopon and my timer, Lav Mishum, Dil Masal Lishuye.
That the reason why he did not want to give it to them alive, but rather he wanted the first shechtan and give it to them, because if he give it to them alive, he was afraid maybe they'll hold on to it. So Churisi, even though it was a sharp pitim, here the Romans wanted from the Jews that they should give him a sharp pitim, a fat shor, for their avodah zarah, and when the Rabbanim gave it to them, they bedavka wanted to give it to him shochet, not when it was shalom, because they're afraid maybe they would hold on to it and they would use it from locha. So Chur, you see, even a sharp potum they may use later for malacha. So Mora says no. Well, the Taimech, in accordance with that's the reason, Shein Makriven, I say, Yemil Lamachor, what was the Rabbanan's first reason that they said, you know, we'll pay $400 that you should not bring it today, but bring it tomorrow? What do you gain by that? Vichy, my time, like, what does that help you? If they're going to bring it tomorrow, what does it help you to wait? And what's it help you if they're still going to bring it? El, the story here was Rabbi Mecker Milsaboy. Rabbi wanted to uproot this hominic that the Jews should not have to give to the Romans their carbon. So therefore, the Sovereign he thought, Yekar Vyose Porta Porta, let me abolish it slowly. So every time he only asks for a small thing, not to bring it today, bring it tomorrow, not tomorrow alive, let me bring a shochet, and then not at all. So this was one thought here, not to bring it at all. So if we have no proofs here that the goyim will use their sharpotim to leave over. Samar says, but the Meister is Omalei Zvidi. That Omalei Zvidi, Zvidi told me, so Rashi says, Zvidi, there was a person that used to be mefatin, fattens the shores, the animals. That Bar Tur, Ishino, this shore mefutim, the shore that's fattened. Mashimle, they used to leave it over later and let it become skinny, let it lose weight. The Yovid Al-Khad train, then he could do double the amount of work. But this was the way of building up your shore. So the kids, it's also to sell to a guy, because the guy will hold on to it and let it lose weight, and then they'll work with it, and he could do double the amount of work. So therefore, shore pitim is also the chaldik zera, not to sell it to the goyim, because the gzera, they may come and work with it on Shabbos. All right, we'll stop here.
Play safe.
He says
Zayin Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. Ein moichrim lehem a dubin v'yaroyis. You cannot sell a bear or a lion to the Yakum, to a guy. V'chol dov v'sheish by nezik l'rabim. Anything that they could use to do harm to the public, because we're afraid they'll use it back on the Jews. Same thing, ein boinim imohem b'silki. You're not allowed to build with them a silki. That's a big building. And Rashi explains they used it for a mishpat of Mavis, and they used to kill people there, and were afraid they may put a Jew to judgment and kill a Jew. Same thing, Gardum. The same thing, Gardum is also a place where they kill somebody. Rashi says binyan echad hu lodon nefashos k'moy shnayim shol legardum. It's also a special base of mishpat for judgment of nefashos. And itstadio, that's a stadium. Rashi says also a place where they used to have the shor or the oxes kill people. For bullfights, right? Bullfights. So they used to, was the object of killing for fun. They used to kill people. It's not nice. They now want to help them build this. Ubima, Bimarash is also k'may migla. Small tower was high that they used to throw a person over. But the person was chayiv misa. They would kill him, throw him over. So we're afraid that they may sometimes don a Jew and kill a Jew here. So we're not allowed to help them build these. Allowed to help them build up stama b'misuyais. Rashi says a bath, that's a public bathhouse. Obeis merchsois, that's a private bathhouse. Allowed to help them build. Even though in the Beis HaMerchat itself, they used to put their statue there for the Zohar. So the house you allowed to help them build. But Hagia Lekipa, when it came to the platform, Shemamidim bo avodas chovim, that they would put up their statue, their avodah zarah, also libnis. The platform that they're going to assemble their avodah zarah, that's called helping build the avodah zarah, that is also. But the rest of the Beis Hamercha, since it has another purpose, the purpose is for washing yourself, that's permissible to help them build. Omer Rav Chonin bar Rav Chizda. The Amri Law, some say it's Omer Rav Chonin bar Rova. Omer Rav, name of Rav. Chaya Gasa. What's the loch of a big chaya? A fat chaya. Wild animal, a big one. A papanasmis. A chaya Gasa. Harehi ki behema dakala pirchas. First halach about shechita, it has loch like a behema dakala pirchas. That means when you shecht an animal, after you shecht it, it's supposed to move around, shake around. That's called the pirchas. A behema dak, a small animal, if it just stretches out its arm, we're afraid it was a mesukenis, it was sick, before you made the shechita, and the shechita is treif. It has to be that after you made the shechita, it still moves back and forth its arm, that shows that it had a lot of chiyus. It was a healthy behema before the shechita, therefore the shechita is kosher. The same halacha by a behema, by a chaya gasa. A chaya gasa has a halacha, not like a behema gasa, but like a behema daka, that if it would just stretch out its arm, that's not enough. It would have to stretch out and bring it back again for a chaya gasa. Right. Behema gasa does not have to move back and forth, but a chaya gasa, yes. Avolele mechira, but does not have the same halacha like mechira. In other words, even though it's also to sell the behema gasa to a nakum, but a chaya gasa is permissible. Avolele mechira. No, one second. Avolele mechira does not have the same halacha like a behema daka. Rashi says, limitli b'minhaga, el behema gasu uvechol makam ein mechun. The opposite. I mean, it's not like a behema daka. In other words, behema daka, we had the Mishnah, certain places where they're not choshed al revia, it's permissible. But a behema gasa, v'chom mokim is also. So a chaya gasa, big chaya, is also like a behema gasa that they do work with it, and therefore you have the gzera, he'll do work on Shabbos. That's what Rav said. V'ani yomer, I'm saying, aflu mechira. No, that to sell a behema gasa is permissible, the same place that you're allowed to sell a behema daka. Mokim shinogu limcha moichrim, a place that you're allowed to sell a behema daka, the same thing applies to a chaya gasa. A chaya gasa, he holds, does not do work. So therefore, it's only a question if they'll live with the animals or not. And therefore, shloi limcha rei moichrim, a place that you cannot sell a behema daka, because you're a choshed a revia, the same thing a chaya gasa. But a chaya gasa is not like a behema gasa. Sasa machlaikis. Can you sell a chaya gasa, a big chaya, to an akum, b'chom akum or not? Tanan, it says now, Mishnah, ein moichrim lehem dubin varois, and now I sell to them bears and lions. Now these are considered chaya gasas. For loy kol dova sheish bo nezik l'rabim, and not anything that is harmful to the rabbin. So the Mishnah says a reason why it's forbidden. Taima, what's the yisa? The yis be nezik l'rabim. Only because this big bear would do damage to the public, so afraid they may do damage to the Jews. Let's say you have a tamed one. You have one that's calm, does not do damage. Shari, then it would be permissible to sell a doiv, a bear, to the Akum. So you see, a chaya gasa is not like a behema gasa, but rather you have a heter to sell to them. On this, Omar Rabba Barula, Bari Shavu. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about an Ari that shover with a broken leg. It has a broken leg. And maybe only if you leave with Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita.